Test.
Hello. Test.
Hey, this is me speaking at a generally usual volume.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Sappening Podcast.
Sappening! You're listening to episode 48 of Sappening Podcast with Sean Smith and my good friend, the rapper, Mo Rich. Mo Rich!
It's me, you've got a...
You didn't say that very confidently, did you?
No.
Normally it's me!
Well, you've got a new rapper nickname for me, have you?
Yeah, because I've just realised that if you shorten Morgan and Richards, you can have Mo Rich as your rap name. And I would like everybody moving forward to call you Mo Rich.
To be fair, that is a really cool rap name. So I might just change my name to Mo Rich.
And start rapping or?
I might do a limerick or two.
I was not expecting that. Brilliant. So what's your first face? No, we're not carrying on with the episode. We're talking more about Mo Rich. Okay. What's your first face tattoo going to be? I reckon I have eyebrows written above your eyebrows.
What? Like just the word eyebrows, yeah. Twice? Not even like left and right or anything?
Left eyebrow. Well,
lefty, righty.
Eyebrow. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. Episode 48, yes! Of Sappening Podcast.
Yes.
Question straight off the bat though. Ooh. Right?
Oh, are you
ready to live? Because this episode contains one of the most exciting bands in the rock scene right now.
Well, I've just said this is a very special episode, and then you went and made that pun that made me want to die. So apart from you, Apanage, I am ecstatic to have this week's guests on. This week's guests are the beautiful Reese and the ever lovely CJ of Dream State.
Yes.
Excellent. We have them on because last Friday, Primrose Path, their new album has come out and it is fan-bloody-tastic. It's so good, I made fantastic into three words. Fan-bloody-tastic.
That's how good it is.
Yes,
yeah,
it
we're going to be celebrating the release of their debut full-length studio album. Going to get beginning all the secrets and behind-the-scenes knowledge of all the tracks, how it was made, and really their journey from the early days into being rock superstars right now.
Yes. And if you don't believe they are, they're about to be. I promise you. This album is excellent. Yeah, like Morgan said, we covered the recording aspect, what it goes through to make an album. And yeah, we had a strong chat about mental health as well. Mm. So
yeah, so basically they invited us down to their open practice space.
Yep.
And
you make it sound like a field.
Yeah.
Just a giant open field.
Yeah, it's not a field. It was cold enough as it was, so like in the open field would have been colder.
Definitely. But yeah, thank you very much to them for inviting us down.
Yeah, and we just had a lovely conversation really about secrets behind the band, some incredible tour stories they've already got in the bag. As you mentioned, CJ's incredible advocate for mental health as well, so she really opens up deep about some of her problems and issues and how she's dealt with that and still fighting it every day.
Yeah.
And just some beautiful sentences by Reese as well.
Yeah, Yes. Oh, Reese. Yes. We didn't have Reese the last time we had Dream. We had Dream Sit on
the Reading Festival special, which is episode 40. So go back and listen right now, and you can hear other acts, including Bowling for Soup, Enter Shikari, and many more.
Right, wait a minute. You went from doing professional radio British voice to somehow turning American.
I don't know.
That was unbelievable.
But anyway, like we did have Dream State on.
Yes, we did.
But Reese was not a part of that, but
no,
he's joined us for this full-length episode.
Yes.
And I think he could be a motivational speaker and make those bumper car stickers
yes.
at the same time.
He's a wordsmith. Yes. So thank you again to CJ and Reese. You are beautiful people. As are the rest of your band. I'm not having... yeah. Do you know what? Fuck off of Dream State. That's what I said. No. Yeah, everyone in Dream State's super cool. The band's awesome. The album's great. And I'm so, so, so excited for the future for them. Like,
yes.
Like we told them when we were there off record.
Mm.
I'm very, very excited for them and to see where the future leads. And yeah, CJ messaged me saying she needed to hear that day. Mm. So... absolutely no worries on our part. Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, and I noticed as well throughout this conversation, you can probably hear it, but Sean, I could see you were getting happier and more excited
yeah.
as the conversation went on. It seemed that you just had that kind of itch from them of getting this record out and all these things happening.
Well, yeah, I saw a lot of myself. I see a lot of myself in them. So I kind of know what that nervousy, oh, we're putting out a record, how's it going to go? And then you've got a good record, which is rare, because I didn't have a good record till the best in town. So, but yeah, I'm just chuffed for him. And like, I could see that she was like, CJ's a little bit nervous. But yeah, this, that, I'm just so excited for, like, I can see what's going to happen to the band. And congratulations to him already.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and obviously we're not going to blabber on too much because we did lucky enough to have a lot of time with them, and they're
literally did lucky enough to have
sentences again. they opened up a lot to us.
Yes, they
so
did.
We're going to get straight into it. But before we do, I do want to mention though that the new record is fantastic.
Yes,
as we have said, Primrose Path. I haven't stopped listening to it over the weekend.
I've had a good couple of listens as well.
Yeah, and it's just been incredible to see their journey. I followed them from when they first kind of started out in the South Wales scene.
David.
And what?
You followed them?
No, I went to shows and I kept up to date with everything
with
they
career.
Were doing with their career.
Not
them
where
personally.
They live.
No.
All right, yeah, don't do that.
No, but no. As I was trying to be
Sorry.
Quite nice and sentimental.
I know, but
because
again, you're forgetting.
You.
Hello, yeah. You forget, yeah. Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, no, but I've seen them grow from a band that were quite shy maybe on the scene and started first getting those kind of early shows and big chances to becoming international starlights that they are now. I'm extremely happy for them seeing all this wonderful news and excitement and people going mad from social media.
It's awesome.
So.
It's awesome. Like, yeah, especially after we spoke to her, yeah, literally the day before and... yeah, just to see the nerves. And then the next day then, after we did it, I saw the outpouring of love for them. And it made my heart swell. Mm. And I'm not even in a band, so...
and we have to mention they are just great people as well. They're absolutely lovely.
Sadly,
so,
they're not dickheads.
Yeah, so what's that about, Reese and CJ? But thank you for taking the time to speak to us.
Yes.
And we very much enjoyed it, as I'm sure people listening to this will now.
100%. The album's excellent. Well
yes.
done to you guys. You're going to smash it.
And of course, they are going to be touring across the United Kingdom from this Sunday of it being released. And they're going to be playing all sorts of cities, Sean.
It's the 25th today when this comes out, by
so
the way.
So they'll be touring
October.
From October 27th to November 2nd in Glasgow, Manchester, Birmingham, Bournemouth, Swansea and London.
Nice. Well done. Yeah, so Dream State again, thank you very much. You rule. Please don't forget that I'm in a band called Raiders and we would definitely like to open for you at some point as well.
Nice plug.
Thank you.
Speaking of plugs.
Yep.
Our Patreon is a great
yes.
plug to always mention on this podcast.
Yes, it is.
Patreon.com/Sapnin.
Yes. Check out our Patreon. If you've enjoyed any of the last 48 episodes, and surely there's one you've enjoyed. And if it isn't, what are you doing listening to this? Unless you're new to it. And then thanks. They're all awesome. You should check out the others.
And you're definitely enjoying this right now. So
yeah.
This experience you are having is an enjoyable one.
Yes. So yeah, check out patreon.com/sapnin. That's patreon.com/sappenin. And you can choose from a number of different tiers that have different rewards and experiences that you can get involved with.
Experiences, I like that. And of course, all the tiers get you into our wonderful community group, and you can become best friends with fellow listeners and maybe even get into relationships with them, because that's happening quite a bit, and just meet up with people. And no, it's people meeting up all the time, becoming best friends, going to gigs together, solving everyday problems they have.
Yep.
It's just lovely to see. And yeah, we'd like more people to get involved, because it's just, it warms lovely. Our hearts each and every day.
Yeah, somehow it warms my cold, dead heart, and we never expected this. So
no.
Thank you very much to everyone who's a Patreon so far. If you'd like to get in touch with us, get in touch at Twitter and Instagram at SappeninPod, at SAPPENINPOD, not the new metal band with the dreads, SAPPENINPOD. And there you can come up with questions for us or guest ideas. Please, please, please tag the guest and us. Just asking us to get a guest isn't enough. The guest needs to know about us.
Yes.
For the love of God, right? Message me, right, saying, Sean, get Green Day on there, right? That... Wait, do you not think I've thought of that?
We've both
of
thought
course of course we've thought we of that. We're not mental.
You know, if you would like Justin Timberlake, tweet at us and at Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, don't let me know. Oh, you should just get Timberlake on. Yeah, I know. I know I should get Timberlake on. I can't, though. I'm trying, man. Please tag. Anyway, please tag the, any people that you'd like to have as future guests, even if they're previous guests.
Yeah, we're always happy to have follow-up conversations and see what's happened.
Well, yeah, time has happened.
Time has passed and things have happened.
Yeah, there you go.
That one.
That sentence, yeah. Time has passed, things have happened. Yeah, let's get on with this bloody podcast.
So this is the wonderful, brilliantly, lovely, all the adjectives that are great.
Yeah,
that
not describe, bad adjectives. Bad adjectives.
That describe CJ and Reese of Dream State right here on episode 48 of Sappenin Podcast. Primrose Path is out now. It's brilliant, and so are they. So listen to this, because they're going to tell you all about it. Sappenin!
Sappenin!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Sappenin!
Sappenin!
Oh, you went early. Are you? I mean, great.
I had to wait, right?
Yeah. We'll do it again.
Wait, well, how's it go? Say it, then we say it.
Yeah. Or whatever.
Just go for it.
This is why we do it, so we can have these moments.
Okay.
We're trying to get Liam Gallagher. So imagine if we had Liam Gallagher. Me and him going, "Something!" And then just looking at him and him going, "What the fuck are you on about, man? What the fuck is this, man?" Oh, try it again. Something!
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 Yes! This is the first time we're going to have to go for a third time! Right then. This is going to be the end of the podcast. We've got no. Sapnin!
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 Yeah, we got everything! Yes!
Wow. Yes, this week's guests are the wonderful CJ and Reese from Dream State.
Yeah.
Oh, how are you two doing?
We are very good. Stressed.
Stressed and blessed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because obviously now you've just released your debut full-length studio record, Primrose Path.
Yes.
Oh. I've got to say it in a posh voice because otherwise...
Yeah,
because
he's
right.
From Cardiff,
yeah.
And he says Primrose Park. Mm-hmm. He's always going to get stick off me.
But I feel like it's nicer advertising for them.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like a posh advert.
Well, there you go.
Sound like a posh advert. But
yeah, the album's finally out. You guys have waited so long for getting everything together for it. I'm sure there's just been a mixture of emotions and feelings just finally having it out and people hearing it now.
Yeah. We're... Yeah, it's a mixture of just anxiety and excitement and just like relief.
Yeah. It's great. A lot of shock.
Yeah. Just like constant surprises. So much love from everyone, and we're very, very fucking lucky.
It's very, very good.
Mm. Yeah.
It's very, very good. We were listening on the way here, and as I said to you earlier, the world is now your oyster, I think. You're going to do very, very well. And congratulations that it's here and out.
Yay!
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
it's been a really mad journey for you guys, really. Just, I feel keeping an eye on what you've been doing over like the last couple of years has just exploded constantly. Like, it doesn't seem like there's being a really dry spell for the band and stuff like that. Can you just really reflect on the journey from when you first were releasing stuff to now, because you guys have just been so busy throughout.
Well, yeah,
you mentioned, like, before we started talking earlier, you mentioned, like, you were into indie stuff and then you kind of got into writing stuff like this. So, yeah,
if you could go through how you've kind of gone through that process to where you are now, that'd
be
awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I was, before, like, coming into Dream State, writing a lot of indie pop stuff. I then discovered The Boys and they brought me in. And started like experimenting, and we did our first little EP, Consequences. Mm. And that was just us getting to know ourselves and getting to know each other and how we write. And then we released that, and we started touring a bit then, and found the missing piece of the puzzle, Reese. started to build our name locally, and it was such a great experience. And you know, rock music for me is just such a cathartic experience writing anyway. But then Reese, kind of, you were the last piece of the puzzle, weren't you?
Well, we were in similar like circles doing bands and stuff. We were in the same battle of bands in two different bands.
Yeah.
Ooh, one.
A third band.
Oh,
where the fuck are they now? Don't say someone like Manic. Where the fuck are they now? Well,
I remember. It was a band called JC.
JC, yeah.
They were nice boys.
Oh. Yeah, good lads.
Are they in a band now?
I don't think so.
So we know the real winners.
So
are.
You fucking won then. Yeah. Take out JC. Only joking. You're probably bigger than me. Please don't beat me up.
But I remember seeing there was a gig in Carmarthen with like you guys, Holding Absence, Create to Inspire.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sounds like a dreadful lineup. Never want to be. Yeah.
Laser Station of all places.
Wow. I've just seen the fucking stage. This is like big glass thing, and I'm just like hanging over it.
Nice.
Ridiculous.
And so I went kind of just to watch and hang out, and then like, a few weeks later. I don't know what time of year
just
that was.
Before
so
we it's all right. Just before we released White Lies, it was Reese jumped on board because we'd written White Lies, and I said to Alan and I had written it, and I said to him, I was like, I think this is going to be a good one. You know, I was like, we need to slam this hard. This is our rebrand. This is us like showing the people that we've evolved, and this is how far we've come. And let's be truthful and real in our lyrics, and let's just get the fuck out there. And we needed another guitarist, and someone who could sing beautifully.
Ah,
that was Reese. And funny enough, he had a dream like 3 weeks prior that he'd that we'd ask him to join the band. He was
like it was Martin weird. Luther King of South Wales. I had a dream that one day I'll be in that band.
Yeah, and we hadn't spoken for like a year or something. So it was really weird, wasn't it?
And since meeting Charlotte, like I know that I'm not like a dream person. Like
I am.
I'm the occasional like, oh, something weird happened, but like I don't tend to dwell on things. But I definitely dreamt that I'd got asked, and then yeah, it was literally within like a week or two.
That's
of
awesome.
That dream. Yeah, yeah, nice. I'm massive. Like he'll tell you with dreams. I'm like, guys, I've had this crazy dream. I left my body, you know, dream state.
Yeah. Well, saying that now, I think it's only fair that we ask about some of these dreams because.
Oh no!
Well, I had a dream the other night. Check yourself a thrilling dream.
There you go.
Yeah. I spent the evening with Lewis Capaldi in my dream, right?
Oh.
Yeah, and I literally went, "Will you do my podcast?" And he said, "Yes."
Oh, I reckon he would.
Yeah, but that's the shittest dream.
Yeah, yeah.
I asked him, "Man, will you do my podcast?" Yes.
And then what, you woke up?
And then I must have spent another 9 hours just being there going, oh, he's doing it now, eh? I'm like, what a crap dream. A dreadful dream.
I had a dream last night, as it happens.
Yeah.
All right. I dreamt that my brother was like, oh, yeah, I heard you've got another show that's come up. And it was like with Dance Gavin Dance or someone. Nice. Like, and I was like, when? There's no time. Like, so I was like, yeah, this is a dream. Like, yeah.
Like not a second in the day in the where that can happen. Well.
It's just like
nice. That's brilliant though. Just being angry at in your dream just goes, when? I can't fit this in. Busy schedule.
Bob had a dream before where he spent the whole 9 hours of sleep in his dream trying to reverse park a Ferrari, right? Opposite the curry house that we go to in Merthyr Tydfil. Which is literally, he spent 9 hours in his head with this supercar literally trying to reverse it into a parking space that was too small for it. Like, imagine how furious he must have been. Like, he's an angry man anyway. But then to think, his mind, at night, his mind is like, I'll get him now. If he thinks he was angry today, you try and park his fucking Ferrari for 9 hours. It's dreadful.
Yeah. It's like being in hell in a loop, isn't it?
Yeah, I just can't imagine what Bob would have done. Probably would have smashed the car up, to be fair.
No doubt. Yeah. And then the Indian place, and then the road, and then himself. Because he's bonkers. He probably listened to this bugger.
Sorry.
Please stay in my band. Yeah, so yeah, you had the dream, and then, yeah, how did it come about? You join in? Did you,
Aled looked him up, and he was like, do you remember Reese from that gig? I was like, yeah.
Are you a dreamy Reese?
He is dreamy, by the way. Like, he's got a good look.
Dreamy Reese.
The girls love Reese.
I'm blushing now.
But, Aled was like, yeah, he plays guitar, he sings, and he drives. He's perfect. Let's ask him. And, the rest is history then, you know. It just fits. And I'm so grateful because we started writing obviously lots of new music then, and he really helped like take the songs to it was just the final piece that was missing. It was great. Grateful for him and everyone.
Yeah. You were telling me earlier that you work with Dan Weller on this record. And you were telling me about some of the emotional parts and stuff. Could you fill us in a little bit on that, on how the recording process?
Yeah. On a lyrical standpoint, it was probably my most candid work to date. I tend to like practice kind of like the same way, like method acting in a way, like bring it into the studio and try and inject all that kind of emotion and energy and channel it into my voice and push it into the music so people can really hear and feel it. I want them to feel the music as much as possible because it's an experience when you listen to the music, and I really want people to connect with it and draw from it in some way. And it's the whole process itself was over the 5 weeks was intense, wasn't it? I mean, even for the boys musically as well, because we spent a lot of time restructuring, and I was telling them earlier we had no reflection time. It was like fucking 9 a.m. start, 4 a.m. stop, 9 a.m. start, 4 a.m. stop. Nice. Our only break was like, I've seen you guys. What was that show you were watching? That comedy one. You, Dan, and Aled. I just remember you looking there. Their hair was just a mess. Their eyes are red. And they're just there like 3 a.m. in the morning. This is our only break in the day.
It was the new series of Partridge.
Nice. Alan Partridge. That's nice. Yeah. It was really
funny. Good.
Lovely stuff.
I've gone off the music here, but yeah. Awesome. That was an important part.
Details.
Yeah, this small
can't
thing.
Whereabouts did you record?
We did the drums in a studio in Leicester called Seamus Wong's. As the studio go, never met the man himself, but
Seamus Wong might have the greatest name of ever. be Irish and Chinese at the same time, though.
I didn't know where you were going with that thing. I was slightly worried, but
don't be. Yeah. I got it. I survived 35 years. I should be all right. Yeah.
To be fair, yeah.
You said worse. Greatest name I've ever heard. How could you have two more different names? Irish and Chinese. That's like being. That's Seamus Wong, mine. I might change my name to that. It's happening with Seamus Wong.
He's going to be listening now, like, thanks, guys.
Brilliant name. Congratulations.
Big shout out to Seamus.
Shout out to Seamus Wong. Who's literally going to have one every week. Every week, I'm going to remember his name over mine.
Yeah.
Please do.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Seamus Wong, where did you record the rest? I can't wait to hear where you recorded the rest of it.
The rest of it was in Stoke-on-Trent.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, Seamus Wong.
Specifically Newcastle under Lyme, upon Tyne, which is the place miles away
from. I spent some time there, and it wasn't great. It wasn't much to do there.
5 weeks.
And I know all of Newcastle under Lyme listens to this podcast.
Sorry, guys.
They live in a crap town, there's nothing to do.
That's why the music is good out there.
Yeah.
People need it, yeah.
Hold it back, look. Here's you, professional. Here's me, like, this. Fuck Newcastle under Lyme. Fight me, come on. And here's you, like, oh, but it's nice music. Fuck. You're making me look worse. But yeah.
But going back to the recording process, as you said there, you really wanted to try and make and bring those emotions and showcase it on the record.
Yeah.
Listening to it and the singles, I could really feel that. When Primrose, the single, first came out, I was showing Sean, and he couldn't believe the change up of emotion that you were bringing on vocals on the second verse and really just letting it all out, like, really angry.
Yeah.
So throughout, was that just something you wanted to do and just showcase all these different levels of feelings? And
I wanted it to reflect life is never like static, you know. I tried to picture the music like a river. You're going to meet those rough patches, it's going to get really heavy and loud at one point, then it's going to be smooth and chill, and then it's going to be dreamy and weird, and you're going to be happy, or then you're just going to feel completely fucking spaced out for ages. And I want it all in the music. I want it to reflect life. So yeah, it was important we had dynamics. They were important for us, I think, because even when you're at a live show, you want to be thrown everywhere. You want that experience of feeling kind of like your demons are being exercised in some way and then healed. Because it's going to get hard, but it does get better, and we tend to want to make sure the song's finished with a bit of hope, that kind of cliffhanger, like, what's going to come next? Like, don't end it. Something's going to come next. It's okay. So yeah. Does that answer the question?
Nice.
I always go off on tangents, so I'm where am I?
Basically, this whole podcast is a tangent anyway.
Basically, we started with episode one, we went sapping, and then we just went fucking right! Oh, we've gone right, hard right, ever since. Well, hard left, if anything. Hard left, ever since.
In a Ferrari.
Yeah.
On the way to crash.
Reversing slowly.
You're my kind of people.
But with that, do you feel this record was just a blank canvas for you guys and didn't really want to just follow up from material you've done in the past? Because I know a lot of bands really worry with what they've put out before trying to get to the next stage. Was it for you just, no, let's just do what we want and not worry about what Dream State maybe should or shouldn't be?
It started off, we did like have that box like thinking, because like, oh, EP's done really well, we should probably like, do we need to stick with that kind of vibe and sound? But then as a musician, I think it's important for us to grow and like evolve, and we go against the grain the second we're like, oh, we need to just do it this way. And it's like, it doesn't align with our core beliefs, and it's like, oh. So for a while it was we were all a bit stressed out and like worried. But even like you said, you were just at one point like, oh, fuck it, I'm just gonna write what feels good, you know. I'm just gonna write from here, my heart. I say here on here, and everyone's like, where is here? My foot.
I can't believe she pointed out a shoulder blade. I've never seen anybody write a song with a shoulder blade. What's she on about?
It's coming from my bones. But yeah, the second we just went, fuck it, stop fighting ourselves. And it was all chaos, but then it just all started to stitch together.
I found that I was like, to begin with, I was like, right, gonna try and picture this song in an arena.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm gonna write this next bit like it's gonna be in an arena, and then at the end I was just like, song's shit. Just saying.
I've written Living on a Prayer again. Oh no.
But yeah, then I just went back and all the stuff that I was holding back, because I felt like it didn't feel like it was, I was worried that it wasn't going to be big enough.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think as soon as you like start feeding those thoughts and distracting yourself in the writing process, you know, I think that the songs make the arena performance, and it's not the arena performance that makes the song.
Definitely.
Yeah. I just came up with that off my head.
Wow.
Profound. Write it down.
I believe in a band because I'm now a philosopher.
I just pictured Reese's face like on that black background with the white writing by the side.
I reckon you should sell that as a bumper sticker on your merch table.
Yeah. It's just like, that's a start of Reese and Camarda, that is. No, that's awesome.
But you can tell like Alid's style of writing to Reese's, they differ like big time, but when you bring it together, I think it's fucking phenomenal. And
your voice is kind of the glue that brings everything together.
I'll bring sanity to it. Even like songs like Reese wrote, like with the majority of like Out the Blue, and you can just hear even that song is a bit of a complete turnaround in the whole album. But I was like, I can make this make sense. I'll make it Dream State. Like, we'll glue it together. I become the glue, I think, in the chaos. It's weird. It works. I'm not afraid to just, I don't want an album to be the same. You know, I want it to be everything. Why should it be the same, you know? So, yeah.
There's no two songs where I'm like, I get confused which one's which because the sound of everything is its own thing, isn't it? And it's different from the EP as well. Like, so.
Yeah, and we want that. And then the same with the next. Are we trying to write the next one? I was starting right fucking now. Because like the stress of the last one is going to come like, I don't know, a label's going to be like, right, we need an album like in a week. Like, no.
We were talking beforehand and you said, you're thinking like with the next album about making it a bit more healing. I think was the term you used.
Just stronger, because obviously I'm always going to be open and real, and I'm not going to say like life's going to be great now, because that's don't ever say that. You cannot predict the future. It will never be, you never go as planned. I just want to make sure there's like, you know, when people are listening, it's giving them some form of strength or hope, and they're like, fuck yeah, this song gets me out of bed in the morning, you know, and it makes me want to thrive, because not everybody has people to lean on, not everybody has friends or family. Some people have it really, really hard growing up, and I just want to make sure whatever, even this album now and the next one, it's like life's gonna be shit, like it's gonna be hard. So I don't like the lie, it's like life's gonna be great and smiles. It's like there's always gonna be the rough patches, but we're stronger together, you know. Music is just that tool that will help you express the feelings that you have. It's important we express, and I want the next album to be, I won't give it away too much, but I was about to. I was about to give away the whole theme.
We'll have nothing to talk about come release.
We told you in the last podcast.
We need to get people drunk, don't we, before we get them on here, really. God, I don't know what I forget. The next album's called Clive, and this song is called Greg, and
shameless one,
and it's about me punching a dog. Weird.
To be fair, Charlie Simpson was a little bit like that.
We had Charlie pissed on the podcast.
Charlie Simpson on the podcast. But going back to what you said, no, I think it is really important to kind of think like that, because on the podcast in the last couple of weeks, we've made that a really big thing. We found it really important to start talking about mental health and getting that message out. I know you really like play by that and stuff as well, especially like we on your social media, just like to give advice and let people know how you're feeling on your good and bad days.
With hearts on your sleeves.
Well, we watched that BBC that BBC thing. And, how did that come about? Like, how did
they wanted to do that for ages? I remember when they first started doing it, but when when we got propelled into the public eye, I was very nervous with press, terrified, and I was like, oh no, you know, I'm being open in my songs, but I'm practicing it. It's taken me 2 years to get to this point where I'm just be like, yeah, fuck it, this is who I am, like it a little bit, and it's very liberating as well. But they just said they really wanted to do a piece because they know a lot of kids struggle in uni, and I was, you know, I was one of the lucky ones. I was on the cusp of something could have gone really horrible, but I was able to open my eyes and pull it back, and I want to be the voice for the people that are really just kind of like stuck in these little cycles constantly, and I think it's important. And as I was saying with the music, they, you know, they say that, you know, bands have more influence on kids than their own parents and friends nowadays, and I think it's important we have a responsibility there, like what we're projecting to them, because these kids, you know, model ourselves on us in a way, and Tangent, cool. And I.
No, I feel it's important that more people talk about this kind of stuff, because, you know, I don't think, well, when I was growing up, I didn't think there wasn't a lot of bands or anyone like talking about these subjects. So I think it is important that we have that now.
We're learning what we are, aren't we? Yeah. Like our consciousness itself, and it. Yeah, because I remember when, like, I'd listen to, you know, Hadouken?
Yeah.
I'd put on that song before going out with my friends, like...
I couldn't remember that.
that boy, that girl, which song was it?
The one, like, Let's Get Him Fucked Up. Yeah, the most popular one they had.
That boy.
I can hear it in my head. I think it's Hadouken, isn't it?
Like, we drop bombs at Crushy Cream.
Nah, it's the one just like... Drink, smoke.
Liquid lives,
yeah. I stick that on. That is influencing me. I'm ready to get fucking pumped. I'm like, yeah I'm going to get fucked up tonight, you know? And I'm not saying, you know, don't do that, but not everyone is like strong enough to have their limits. And I tend to find that addiction is always linked to something internal. Hmm. So it's important to resolve all your emotions before you even think about experimenting in things, because you could lose yourself in a fucking hole for a while.
Oh, no, I definitely agree. Like, I think when the Blackout was coming up, I don't think there was any real bands talking about mental health at all. And that was like 10 years ago. So in that 10 years, we've got this point now where, you know, obviously it's amazing. Everybody can talk about it a bit more. But it's awesome to see people like you then at the forefront pushing for that chat as well.
Yeah, so yeah. I want to push for strength too. You know, not wearing mental health is like a fashion, you know, because you can see that happening.
Yeah, some people, I feel like some bands do it and it's like more of a sympathy thing. Like they're trying to get it. Like,
but even the massive artists out there as well, like some of them look like they're half dead. And it's just like, and you see these kids and they're doing the same. And it's like, yeah, they're having a massive influence. But I'm not saying that's wrong, but I just think it's something to be aware of, you know, because kids are just like sponges. We all are. Yeah, I think at any age, really, we're heavily influenced. But, yeah.
And it's kind of like knowing when to need help as well. Like, I found, like, when I was younger and I was going through a really tough time, I didn't know that I needed help, nor did I have the means to get it. Yeah. And so, like, to be able to like voice what we've gone through, you can kind of start to make that connection at a younger age, like to start to be more self-aware when something isn't right and you really need to talk to someone, because otherwise that person could not say anything.
Yeah.
And it could get worse and spiral and God knows.
But there's pros and cons to being all open about it, but I think there's more pros to like everybody just being real. No more masks, guys. Yeah. We're in a new age now.
You're that
real.
Hollywood undead. Like, they were ever going to listen to this.
You never know. It's fucking great.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Cheers.
But going back to the celebration of this record, really, you've got full party atmosphere now going on tour. You got Normandy coming out and supporting you as well, so it's just going to be a massive run of shows. And
thanks for reminding me, I forgot about that. My brain.
Yeah, and you're also going to be doing a little bit of acoustic stops in between and meeting fans as well.
Yeah, starting Saturday, right?
Yep.
We've been given, like, we were told a week before, weren't we? We were like, the boys were like, oh, fuck, you got to transpose everything now. Like, freak out time with like the busiest week leading up to it. So,
like, Alex's been in Japan. So it's like, I don't even have like his backup. Yeah. It's just been like me sat down, like, okay.
How is this going to go?
Tonight's our rehearsal for it, isn't it?
Yeah,
straight
out
of this podcast, nice. We'll be like straight into practice.
Thank you very much for taking this time.
We were so excited.
But I'm sure it's just a perfect opportunity to really just celebrate this record now and see the fans and everyone who's listening.
I'm free. I'm literally writing the album lyrics on this tour.
I can't wait to be sat in a van.
Imagine
it.
Halfway through though, we're just looking at each other like, get me the fuck out of here, man. Get me out. Like 8-hour drive, 16-hour drive.
I don't miss them.
Yeah, they're hanging.
Yeah, my new band did our first ever two shows in a row the other day, right? Ooh. So we were on tour, right? Yeah, the first night, my brother, we go back to the hotel and we're sitting in the hotel. My brother's like, can't believe we're halfway through this tour. And tomorrow's the last day. And I was like, two in a row. Imagine this. It was a struggle. Mind, I was fucked. I was knackered in the second show.
It's been a while since you've done that.
Been a while. Yeah,
yeah. Well, dreadful. In the wood of
Aaron Lewis.
From Sting. But
yeah, no, I'm excited for you to get out there and play, and I just think this new record's going to make you astronomic. I think it's going to do really well.
Thank you.
Super, super excited for you, genuinely.
Definitely not going to lie, I need the validation. No, as confident as I appear.
And I know he definitely means that, because I've never heard him use that word for anything.
You're making my heart swell. Like, I've had such a mental morning. I've needed this, guys.
Good.
Thank
no, it's
you.
14 quid each after. So I'm going to make 28 quid. I'll go do a podcast and say nice things about people.
Have you guys got your own records? Yeah, we can give. Obviously, I want to make sure you have
one. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You and FD are like, motherfucker. Yeah.
That's awesome. No,
thank you. Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah,
yeah, no, I genuinely chuffed for you, and I think, it's going to do really well. And please, if you ever need anybody to open, give me a shout, because I'd love to play you guys. So,
fucking right, let's do it.
But I know you've mentioned the writing process and stuff, but I want to go back to your track White Lies. You touched on it really briefly, but I feel that was really the turning point when things started to explode, and you know, the record label and dealing everything came after that. I know that you guys actually had other songs written and stuff to follow that single, but you decided to scrap and change them and stuff because of the impact White Lies had. Did it feel like a big moment and a turning point for the band?
Yeah, it was weird because obviously we popped on Dreambound, didn't we? And we just watched the views go mental in the first week, and we were like, oh, it's climbing. It's climbing. It wouldn't stop then. And then I started to get like this, like, oh my god, it's fucking happening, you know. I was just like, it's real. I was like, people like it. And I was so grateful to be so fucking truthful. I think there's like so much power in truth, you know. And you said a beautiful thing once, you know, it's purity and truth, isn't it? Purity and honesty, something like that. Anyway,
Reese is full of fucking beautiful words.
And he was right, and I was like, yeah, it fucking is. So I've always wanted to practice it. I think, like, you know, you'd be open and honest, you want nothing to hide, and no darkness can like consume you from it. But it started to climb on Dreambound, and then it hit that like 500,000 mark, and then we were like, oh shit in balls, this is happening, you know. And
that's awesome.
Just kind of kicked off. Have I answered that right? I kind of feel like was that the right?
You tell me the facts about that. No, that was wrong, actually. White Lies has only had 5 plays. Nobody check it out.
I start talking there, and then I'm just like, wait, where am I?
You literally don't need to worry. You're on here. Just tell us.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Welcome to every week of me being on. Yeah, it's just me talking, and then go, what the fuck did I start?
I started this sentence, but I don't know where it's going to end.
I can barely think right now because I'm just like possessed by the ghost of caffeine.
That was so poetic. And it was possessed by the ghost.
Nescafe.
I'm vibrating as well off the old goth diesel.
Goth diesel.
If I'd had one of those, I probably would have had a panic attack.
Shout out to Monster. Cheers, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We were saying about White Lies did really well, and then you'd add some other material written, and then.
Yeah, you just decided just to keep that back and rework it, and just what the album's become now.
Yeah. So it was like White Lies came out, and I was like, right, because I'd always like lyrically written songs. I'd never been much of a love songwriter. I've just been like just writing about the world and stuff, and obviously joined the boys, and even the EP there was maybe a couple of like relationship songs, but it just nothing felt like real when I was singing, you know. And when I did White Lies, I really had to look into myself for the first time properly ever and psychoanalyze my brain and like look at all my dark parts and think, right, I was in a really shit place even at that time, and I was like, I felt like half of my mind was just gone. And I was like, yeah, I think I've lost half of it. And then I came with this little melody like, and I was like, oh, fuck it. And then, the whole EP became like, that song like pushed me to like stay on the straight and narrow. It's like, no doubt, because I was still smoking a hell of a lot of weed, you know, and I'm drinking a lot. It saved this whole band experience, and like getting my dreams has really been awakening. And the whole EP became, I called it recovery, because I was like, right, this is the beginning of me really like trying to fix my shit. And then anxiety followed, like when you stop like, you know, covering up and filling the voids, you find the root causes. And then there was anxiety, and it became hell, and it was in this hell. and then like there's the relapse that happens. It was help myself, and I was like, fuck, I keep falling, like, why can't I help myself? And then New Waves was like, and me just, you know, I'd got in my dream and I still was fucking myself up. So I was like, where is the problem lying here? And then that's when like New Waves was like this inner calling to be like, I just want a new way out. I need to find a new way of dealing with my problems, because, you know, drugs and alcohol is not it. Even though I still struggle, it's just like, it's not the answer, no matter how much I try. And no matter how many addicts want to be like, yeah, it is. And you want to try everything to have it, but you can't.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I think that's a really important thing, especially for people listening now, to hear you say you've gone through that. And
yeah.
You know, to some extent, still going through that, because I've been in the same place myself, so it's always a fight. We're always fighting it, and you know, it's always
there, like, yeah, an itch at the back of your in your mind.
But it's nice to, yeah, it's nice for people to hear, you know, from someone like yourself about it, and yeah, it's really brave. So
yeah, I didn't realize how brave it was until my phone fucking blew up like hell after the BBC thing, and I was like, heard from people from 10, I hadn't heard from like in 10 years, and I was like, oh shit, I didn't realize it was on the TV, yeah, too, on the news anchor guy, and I was like, oh god damn, my dad, I got something to tell you.
I want to tell you, but also don't watch it.
Watch it with the sound off. Yeah.
Oh, I felt heartbroken there. My dad came in that night and he was like, have I failed you? And I was like, no.
Oh my god.
He's my best friend, you know. And I was just like, no dad, no, fuck no. I was like, I need to, this is my life experience, yeah, you know. I believe that I will walk this primrose path in order to learn and grow and to help others that are probably a lot worse off than I ever was. So it's okay. But, you know, yeah, learn from the mistakes.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah. And even though technically you guys are still quite a young band, you've managed to do some crazy stuff,
yep,
and tours. You've played all kinds of festivals and stuff. But one thing we have to talk about is you did a run of shows in Europe with Baby Metal.
I knew this was coming.
Yeah. Tell us the experience with that, because not only are they a crazy band, but I feel their fan base as well would have been over the top with just... Yeah, just tell us about it.
Who is the fan base? Because is it young people or is it really old men? Because I feel like this,
a little bit of Colin, B.
I feel like I don't know. This got a pervert stream about it to me. Like, I feel like they're designed specifically for... how do I say this? I'm incriminating myself. Perverts who like metal, I suppose. Yeah, I'm gonna go with it. I just... Yeah, how was that for you? Was it just strange? I don't know, what were the crowds like? Because there must be big shows, right? They were.
Yeah. They were the biggest ones we had played to start with. And we were just like, whoa. And I was cacking my pants. I was a nightmare on that tour to the boys. If there was any diva in me, she came out. I don't know why I was in such a bad mood through the whole thing. But it was still amazing.
Yeah.
And yes, the Baby Metal team, just to say, they're fucking incredible. Like, the nicest fucking people you'll ever meet. And they looked after us so well.
Do the four girls hang out with the band?
Yeah.
We
share dressing rooms and stuff, haven't we?
Not with, well, in Innsbruck we were in a caravan outside.
Nice.
It was minging. I was like, I didn't want to be in here.
So many people think touring with big bands, right, is this fucking luxurious thing. The amount of times we've been in a shed that's next to a toilet somewhere in like another location that's nowhere near the venue has been unbelievable.
Yeah.
But the flip side of that is that they've got a massive crew.
Nice.
And it wasn't a particularly big green room anyway, so we were like walking through their green room to get outside to our caravan.
Yeah.
The worst thing about that caravan was that like the inside of the fridge just had like the worst smell in the world.
It was raining outside.
The fridge, I went, imagine.
Like, I don't think it had been switched on in ages, but you know that like you walk into like a green room or somewhere and you like look in the cupboards and you're like, oh, wasn't you? Like literally every time someone would come on and be like, oh, wasn't you?
Oh, cheese. I think it might have been milk.
But
Yeah,
it was bad. Yeah, I just remember, like, before the show, I was like in a, such a bad mood, in the rain under an umbrella, trying to get dressed, and I was like, "Nah, fuck this."
How many? Yeah, how many people was it a night? What capacity were there?
2,000, wasn't it? Nice. 2,000 was the most, right?
I think so. Jimmy. Yeah, I'm struggling with the numbers now, but yeah, yeah, I think 2,000 Innsbruck was
1,000 something,
and then like 1,700 or 800 in Utrecht.
Yeah. It was the first time I had experience. Like, I'd crowd surf one day and someone had like touched me inappropriately.
No.
So yeah. So I was I felt like I should have expected that when I jumped into the crowd. But no, I shouldn't expect that. No one should expect that. But that was the first time I'd like faced that as a front woman. But it's never fucking stopped me. It's like, I'm not gonna let one guy ruin it for the rest of the fucking world, you know. But yeah, it depends on where you are, really. We don't want to insult the audience in any way. But
there was one guy who was dressed head to toe in a Baby Metal branded Pikachu outfit.
Yes. Wait, what?
You've got to see it. Have we got a picture?
I bet he's known to the Baby Metal fans.
Yeah,
I bet he's
like
the fella in wrestling always goes and wears the Illuminous t-shirt in the front row. Wait. I bet it's one of them. We need to get this fella on the podcast.
They have hardcore fans, big time. They're very theatrical.
Don't understand. Like, it doesn't make sense
to me. If it's a Baby Metal branded Pikachu outfit, like, surely
Pokemon need to be fucking suing them bastards if they just take Pikachu thing. You can't just
I think he'd done a lot of sewing. So there was like patches and stuff.
He was like covered in like Pikachus and like
it was more than
like the van so much. I've gone, let's start fucking sewing. I need everybody to see this Limp Bizkit onesie.
We pulled out of the venue and our manager came out, and I think all the Baby Metal fans thought it was the Baby Metal crew. My manager was waving. They were like,
we're all just waving back.
Felt like I just stepped out on the red carpet. I was like, these guys have no idea who the fuck we are.
Did you get to meet the girls the front day?
They were great, and the guys were great too. We spoke to the girls quite a few times. The English was not so great, but the guys, the rest of the bands were heavily involved and chatting with us and looking after us.
Just to say their English was better than our Japanese.
I was just waving.
That's cool though.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to find out what it would have been like on the road to them, because the whole world looks completely crazy.
Oh, it's mental.
It is mind-blowing. Mm. It's so theatrical, the performance itself, and the crowds are different.
Has there been a point so far where you've been on stage and been like, oh, I can see this is happening?
With our band.
Yeah.
Oh, Amity. Because like, is this with Baby Metal still, or do you want
No. Like, at any
Download
point, just with
before Amity.
Oh yeah.
Actually, Leeds Slam Dunk as well.
Yeah, Slam Dunk. That was the point where we were like, we clashed with Creeper and we were like, we got no hope in hell. Like, we're fucked. No one's coming to watch
and you
us.
Did so well, they had to quit. So, take out Creeper or come on here and talk to me about it. Bring it on, Will. But
we packed out every show, didn't we?
Awesome.
For Slam Dunk.
Yeah.
We love Slam Dunk, and luckily our label come down and they were like, we just want to see how you're doing, and they were like, yeah, we're fucking happy.
You were like, oh no, today, no, Creeper, no, please don't come down, please don't come down. Billy Big Balls, we're the best.
It was like, awesome. I'd cried. I was just like, fuck, it's real, you know.
Amazing. Yeah.
And it felt good, like, to have a crowd like that, and they were so fucking emotional. And I was
like, come look at this, we've got a circle pit.
Look, Mom.
I'm here, Dad. I'm the king of the world. That's awesome, though.
It was great.
Did you ever have any, like, when you started out, did you have any, like, goals that you wanted to like do bit by bit? Because I remember when the Blackguard started, I was like, I want to play somewhere with monitors. And I didn't even know what monitors were. I wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna get to hear myself finally. I was just like, I get to put my foot up on it like all those rock stars. Literally what I would like in my life is to be able to just hold my foot about 2 foot. That's what I want. That's what I'm looking for. So we had monitors, I remember that. Rumney Rugby Club was the first time. And then after that, then I want to play somewhere with a barrier. Then it was somewhere with a crowd. I was literally going through equipment steps. Oh, I'd like to play somewhere with a microphone. Oh, I'd like
I
a monitor.
That's very nice. I think that's
cool. When you started out, were you ever like, right then, guys, if we ever headline Sin City. That'll be it. We'll quit.
I don't think. Honestly, I haven't had time to set goals. Good. Like, in my head, anyway. I just want to reach as many. The goal is just to fucking reach as many people as possible, so yeah. we can be doing this full time and fully focusing on the music. Because yeah. I think the music gets put aside when you have to pay rent and live too.
Yeah.
And people don't realise that side of things. Like, you know, the album's taken a while to come out. I was like, yeah. Had to live too yeah. and work yep. and write and tour, and it's like yeah. But so the goal, I mean, the goal in my head is, I mean, America is my goal, because they helped us spike with online with White Lies. They've shared massively out there, and they've been so patient with us. So my, for me, the goal at the moment is America, and just reaching as many people as possible, and all the other countries. Yeah. All the other countries are like, well, fuck you. Yeah. But no. yeah,
come That's to awesome. Brazil.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking god, I hate it. Come to Brazil.
I love that. Come to Newcastle. It's
They were our two most tweeted places. Yeah. Come to Brazil. We never went to Brazil. Come to Newcastle. We had come to Newcastle one day when we were in Newcastle.
Yes!
Come to Newcastle. We're playing Think Tank tonight, you shits. Yeah. How do you not know? Yeah. You're on our page. The fact you've tweeted us means you've looked at our fucking page.
Yeah.
And you've seen the fact we've tweeted today. We're in Newcastle tonight.
Yeah. We did that tour, didn't we?
What is it with the fucking Geordies and Brazilians? They can't check.
But we did that whole tour, and we did fucking Blackpool.
Yep.
Like, wow. We wanted to do every yeah. like the smallest towns, bring some light there too, and it's like we fucking did everywhere. And yeah, and then we still got messages after.
People
like,
are never happy.
Someone's like, will you ever gig Wales? I was like, we are in yeah. the end of the month.
Yeah. It's mad.
It's like, we love you guys, but you gotta read our shit.
Oh,
you know,
100%.
We get it on this when we say like tag guests, like the suggestions.
Yeah, tag people you want to
and
be
guests.
And
they just say like, oh, Green Day. But
just get Green
like,
Day, but not tag
but
Green
no,
Day.
No, don't so like tag no, Billy Joe.
You don't
like,
need to tell us to have one of the biggest bands in the world on a podcast.
We know
we
that.
We want that. We thought of that. We need you to tag them so they know about us.
Yeah.
We know about Green Day. Green Day doesn't know about Saturday. That's the problem here. Oh, people, man.
Did you hear that, everyone?
Come to Newcastle. Yeah, we had that a lot. Come to Newcastle, come to Brazil.
Maybe what you should do is a tour of Newcastle. Mm. So just play different places in Newcastle.
3 dates in Newcastle. 2 weekend in Newcastle. I'd be like, right, that's all you get for 2 years now, right? Yeah. Nobody fucking tweet us again. I'm going to ban all Geordies.
You would get tweets straight after.
Oh,
probably. Yeah, yeah. 100%.
I didn't know. That's your fault, not
yeah.
mine.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's a, yeah. You'd get that and you'd be like, oh, I can't. Yeah. Oh, I can't believe I didn't know. It's like, oh, well. 2,000 other people seem to have known, so yeah. And the venue sold out, so, and they're like, oh, you should advertise better. Well, I've advertised exactly. For it to be sold out, it means I've advertised exactly enough. Exactly enough. I didn't need to advertise anymore because it's sold out. So why didn't you know, you shit? I'm getting. Oh.
We got some demons to exercise here, guys.
Why are you, man, you bastards?
Yeah, we had a great show in Newcastle on the last tour, by the way.
Just oh, yeah. They are always good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're not good. They are always good.
Yeah.
But fuck me, do they want shows?
Oh, what about the one that Come to Hull?
Come to Hull. We played Hull 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well acquainted with Hull.
Yeah. It's not great, is it, either? But the crowds are cool, but it's not a great town, is it?
I saw someone stealing a fridge.
Oh, please tell us.
Like, near the back of the venue, there's two guys, one with a crowbar and the other guy pushing a fridge on this little like trolley thing, and they like mysteriously split paths without talking to each other.
Wow.
I turned around and I was like, something's not right here.
Yeah.
Does anybody know how Ryder and our fridge is gone? I was going to get a bottle of water and I realised the fridge is gone.
Or if it was that fridge from earlier that smelled, maybe they were doing you a favour. So.
Yeah, they can have it.
Yeah, they can have it.
Keep
yeah.
it forever.
Yeah. So, yeah, what's plans next?
You've got this tour now to support the release. What's after that? Imagine it's just going to be non-stop for the rest of the year in 2020.
They're definitely looking like the stuff they can't tell us.
Ooh. Yeah, we've got some surprises up our sleeves. To prepare for the new year, so but yeah, we got the tour. Acoustic shows, tour,
yeah,
European tour, and then
after that is the great beyond.
The great beyond, the unknown. But it's good to leave a little bit of mystery in this life. We know too much sometimes, so just keep an eye on our pages, guys. Keep reading so you don't miss
out. Definitely check the tour dates out, and so you can't be like, come to my town. And we are, we most likely are, but
the plan is just to just keep fucking this train moving now, isn't it?
Yeah,
non-stop.
Yep. Good.
And if it kills us, it kills us.
I think it is. I think it is going to be non-stop. I don't think it is going to kill you. I think it's going to bring you to life. I think you're going to help a lot of people with this record. I'm very, very, very excited for you.
Yeah.
I'm also slightly jealous. So.
Bastards. But I love it. Thank you for being real.
Just as being like an army of excitement leading up to it as well, because it seems like you do have that kind of cult fan base already, with people just showering you with support left, right, and centre.
Someone drew a picture of me yesterday.
I know. It's kind of
weird.
Really
weird. Just someone goes, look, I drew you. And you're like, you must have spent hours looking at my head. How did I not realise yesterday? Like, someone's fucking drawing me. They're just staring at my face.
Thank you, Tyler, for that.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, we've had some great artists. Yeah, they're so there's so much love from them. They're fierce. They're so. I think because we definitely draw emotional fans. We're drawing on the people that are really suffering. I can tell just because my inbox is filled with people just like, I mean, it's great. I'm getting people just saying like they wanted to give up in the morning. They don't now because they listen to the music. And I'm like, well, fuck yeah. This is, if there's any a time where I, you know, in my head, I'm like, I want to give up. I read that. And then I'm like, no, I'm doing this for a reason. You know, I love this. I need this. We need to work together. But it's been great. The fans are the best thing. I can't do it without them. And I'm trying to get my words out, guys. I can feel my brain slipping away. Help
me. Okay.
But they are the best, and we've been very lucky. And London, the Underworld selling out for us was a big fuck. You know, they're still there. You know, because we have the label being like, you know, Momentum, you know, and I'm like, we lose it. Not meant to be, is it?
Sorry. I just didn't stop smiling in that set.
Yeah, like, I was just like, holy shit.
Even playing the sad songs.
Yeah,
just like,
say, you're like, fuck it, Reece, he can't hear these lyrics. I think he might be deaf to lyrics. Look at his face. He's loving it. So this is one of the saddest songs I've ever heard.
I can't sleep at night.
Oh no, I know what you mean. Like, I've been there and I've been like, I can't. How the fuck is this happening to me? I'm from Merthyr Tydfil. I shouldn't be allowed to be able to control this many people at once.
Yeah.
Yet here I am. it's fucking mind blowing. And yeah, you thoroughly deserve it. And I think you've got loads more to come.
Yes.
So I'm excited for you.
I can't wait to see what happens next.
Oh, thank you so much.
Cool.
Thank you very much for doing this. Thank you very much for making the time for us. Thank you very much for having us in your rehearsal space.
Sorry to drag you into the rehearsal space. Very small.
We haven't done one in a rehearsal space yet.
No,
we've done tour buses. Why am I listing places we've done?
Where have we talked to people? I've talked to people outdoors, indoors, my house, other people's houses.
Yeah. But no, it's a first for us as well, so thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting at. There we go. Oh, we got the short version.
Can I shout out the place?
Yeah, definitely.
Soundhaven Studios in Swansea.
Thank you very much.
Shout out to Ken.
Yeah, the guy from Soundhaven came in and gave me a pass just now so I wouldn't get a ticket. So thank you very much to your man from Soundhaven. And I guess people just Google you and then they can find everything online. I've been asking bands, where can people find you online? And literally every answer is, just fucking Google us. Like, that's the answer for every band, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, this album's really, really good. Everybody should fucking check it out.
Yes.
And I don't need to say good luck with it. You're going to do fucking really well off it. So.
You're going to make me cry.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thanks,
man. Thank you.
Oh my God, Sean, from the back. I just know this, so you're going to do really well.
We do love the band. It means a lot.
Thank you for doing this. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And also, don't forget us when you're fucking massive now and we're like, let's do another podcast. And you're like, fuck off. I'm going back on it.
If I ever end up like that, please just kill me.
Right there. She turned it down, Morg.
Get your crossbow.
Yeah.
Oh, they sell them in Merthyr. Thanks again for doing this. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I nearly clapped then.
It's all clapping. I'm not clapping. Everybody.
Join in at home. Even if you're driving.
So much.
I'm joking about the driver. Stop clapping.
Cool. Thank you.
Salmon.
Salmon.
You're listening to Salmon Podcast.
Tidy.
Yes.
I just want to leave a gap. I just want to leave a gap and see what happens.
All right.
Yeah, that was the wonderful dream state. Thank you very much to CJ and Reese.
The lovely, lovely people. And a great album.
And in the soul.
Yes, I will concur.
Good. I was wondering where you were going to go with. Yes, I will. And I was like, oh.
No,
I followed the course with Reese if he lets me. I'm not a poster. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, tell me about the first time you came across
All right,
Dream State.
You're saying this because I do have a story. No, the first time...
Yeah, the reason I said that was just a segue into this. I didn't need you to say that bit going, oh yeah, because I said I had a story.
No, because otherwise people are just going to be like, well, what the hell?
Well, no, it's me just going, oh, tell me about the first time I seen him.
Well, the first time, Sean,
that was meant to be like a professional slick.
Ah.
They know now.
Yeah.
Carry on then. But go on then. Tell me the story you were going to tell me anyway.
Okay. No, all I was going to mention was that I remember the first time I saw him because there was like a mini one-day festival in Swansea where a bunch of big local acts at the time were performing. So you had the Falling With Style,
nice,
who were now holding Absence.
Yes.
Breathing the Silence and a few of them also. Went to go and check them out. And there was another band who were doing quite well at the time. I won't mention them. They were going to be the... They were dubbed as like, oh, they're going to blow up and be quite big. So we went to go and check out them. Didn't know Dream State were playing. Dream State stole the show.
Ooh.
And CJ's vocals and her just range of what she can do just impressed me so much. Nice. And I knew from there they'd be massive. No, I'm not doing that. I'm just saying, like...
Is that when you got that Dream State back tattoo?
Yeah, that one.
That gig?
Yeah, that gig.
You did know, yeah.
It's paid off now, isn't it?
I thought, he's had Dream State across his shoulders and a big photo of this girl yelling. And I was like, why has he had that done? And now I've heard the album and spent time with him.
So
again.
I can predict the future. So that's
well done,
what's happened.
Mark. Yeah, that back
so tonight's lottery winning number is... Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah.
But no, it's just been great to see their evolution. And as I've been saying, just so happy for them.
Yes.
And this album kicks ass.
Kicks ass.
Yes.
If you've got an ass, check out this album because it's going to get kicked by it.
Best review. That's the best review. Come on.
Fucking hell. If they re-release the album and they need anything for a sticker.
Yeah.
Maybe put, if you have an ass, it will be kicked by this album. Sean Smith's Happening Podcast. There you go. That's a sticker now for the front of the album for the re-release.
There you go.
Tidy. What else do we have to talk about? Oh, tonight. It's Friday when this comes out.
It is.
Tonight, I am DJing a team-up in Cardiff at the Brass Bat. It's a Halloween type vibe.
Ooh.
If you're anywhere near Cardiff, come along, dress spooky, or if you're a girl, put some black mascara on your nose and three lines either side and wear hardly anything and you can come as a sexy cat.
No, it's supposed to be a mouse. Duh. Mean Girls reference. Mean Girls reference. Because they don't have anything to wear and she's like, I'm a mouse, duh. And Mean Girls is the third best film to ever grace the universe. So...
Bloody hell. You just kind of came out twice on this one podcast, I think.
No, because I love Mean Girls. It's even in Instagram and Twitter bio how much I love Mean Girls.
Keep coming out, bro. Just keep going. And I also like Kissy Winkies and...
No.
Sorry,
I can't appreciate a good film with some incredible lines that I can quote daily.
It's all a bit dubious for me. I'm not sure. Anyway, so, yeah, I'm DJing tonight at Team Up. Ignore Morgan and his Mean Girls quotes. Come dress as Mean Girls if you want. I don't know what they look like because I'm a 35-year-old man. Saturday, me and you were somewhere, maybe talking to someone.
Maybe, but we cannot confirm or deny these rumours or allegations.
But
so.
I'm excited. So
I'm excited. But we're going to be out on the town somewhere, basically. So if you...
We're going to be in a major British city. So if you fancy seeing us Saturday, go to a major British city and just shout down it. Shout Sapnin until we shout it back. Right?
Love to see this, yeah.
Yeah, people in Manchester. We're not in Manchester. But anyway. Just go around major cities, shout it Sapnin. Sunday, I'm going to see... Funeral for a Friend. I'm going to be Dansler's Pit, which is French for In the Marsh.
Thanks for the translation.
That's okay. Monday, my band Raiders are supporting Funeral for a Friend in Cardiff.
Yes.
With Pay the Man. That's Kyle, who's one of our patrons.
Yes, and yeah. That's when I'll be in that French translation.
Pit,
that
yeah.
one. Yeah.
And then Tuesday, I will be in Shepherd's Bush Empire with the Raiders supporting Funeral for a Friend again with our good friends, Those Damn Crows. One of them is also a Patreon. Almost as if you become a Patreon of our podcast, you end up on some magnificent tours, even though none of this is my doing. I cannot promise. Wait here now. Yeah, I've just realised I've probably done some fake advertising that we could be sued for. Listen, if you become part of our Patreon, you're not guaranteed fantastic tours.
But there is a chance.
You
mean,
get to meet some cool people.
And two of them are supporting Film for a Friend. So, I mean, well, more, because it's you, because Sean's in there.
Yeah.
And Styx is in there.
Yeah. Simple maths, just yeah, four.
If you'd like to support cool people and have a better chance of doing that, then you should probably just join the Patreon anyway, because, you know, why not, and take the chance.
do it, come on. Yes, check out patreon.com/sapnin. There's a range of different tiers with loads of exclusive items and
goodies and giveaways and rewards, and you get to bully Sean and myself on the regular in our wonderful community, but also make best friends and solve everyday life problems.
Yes, well, we just had some Skype calls with some Patreons.
We did.
And the idea of a possible birthday, because next month is Sapnin Podcast's first birthday.
We're turning one. One year old.
Yeah. I don't think we're ever going to grow up. We were talking to some Skype Patreons earlier, Patreons on Skype, and we're talking about some sort of meetup. So maybe we can do either a Christmas or a birthday meetup for Sapnin Podcast.
Ooh.
So yeah, become a part of the community and find out when all this is going on and other stuff.
And come and celebrate with us.
Yes.
But while we mention the Patreon, there is a few fantastic names that we have to thank, not only to all of the Patreon members, but the elite who are the top tiers, and they are as follows.
Thank you very much to Dana Lasnova, Kylie Wheeler, John Price, Emma Barber, Liam Connolly, Nathan Croshaw, Paul Hirschfield, Kelly Irwin, Scarlett Charlton, Drew Stiles, Janelle Caston, Nessa Smith, Kate, who has now turned into Beyonce, apparently, by not having a surname anymore. Just Kate. All right, Kate. Mitch Merry, who hasn't changed his surname back to Perry.
He's in the festive season.
Mitch Merry, Jenny Munster, Emily Senegals, Amandine Urbano, Lucy Deeds, Martina McManus, John and Emma, Caden Denudston, James Oakley, Marcy Jacobson, Mike Hunt, his name is, Jordan Burchard, Nobody Sampler. I know what's going to happen here. Someone's going to cut that up and use it. Jordan Burchard, Sharif Pimp Daddy Owadali.
Brilliant.
Mike Cunningham, Craig Harris, Lydia Henderson, Livy Cropper, Scott Jones, Kelly Cannon, Amy Thomas, Becky Maloko, Stuart McNaught, Shani Meyer, Boxhill Anderson, Sarah James, Tony Michael, Jenny Robson, Jamie Blower, and obviously, last but by no means at all least, the wonderful Samantha Spray.
Yes!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry if you've listened to all of them.
Diolch yn fawr.
Yep.
We love you very much.
Yes. The word of the week this week, because we're coming up to the Halloween.
Okay. And this is for everyone to show that they've reached this far and share it in your Instagram stories and tweet at us to know that you've somehow lasted this long.
Yeah, I don't know how you've managed to get
through.
But
we do appreciate it, and we love you very much. So thank you. And this is not over yet, because the word of the week, Sean, is what? That's not the word of the week, but what is the word of the week? If it's getting spooky.
Pumpkin.
Aww.
What?
Pumpkin. No.
What?
I don't know. It's a nice word, isn't it?
I don't know.
It can be used in many ways.
You were reacting to pumpkins like pumpkins were like a tiny baby.
I like pumpkins.
All right. Well, pumpkin is the word of the week. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Side note, I don't like pumpkin spice lattes.
I thought you'd love her.
No, I'm not a basic bitch.
Fourth time. right, that's it. That's Sapnin
Podcast. We haven't even mentioned you've recorded all of this in bed.
Oh, yeah, I have, yeah. I'm in bed at the moment because it's so cold in my house that I just went, I'm going under the quilt. So check out our socials.
good that came back around, really. Yeah. Check out our Twitter and our Instagram at SappeningPod, SAPPENINPOD. If you don't already, give us a follow on that, innit? And we're going to post photos of me recording this podcast in bed. I'm not nude, so.
And I'm not with him in bed either. I'm sat on the edge of the bed.
Yes, so that is Sappening Podcast episode 48. Jesus Christ, how are we allowed to do this? It's because nobody checks, nobody regulates. The podcast people, I don't even think know we exist. So try not to make them aware of us, because we'll probably get shut down for this bollocks.
But also, anyway, share us with everybody you know.
Please,
because
do. Please, we yes. need this to get out there to as many people as possible. I'm genuinely begging you. Send this to everyone. Next week's guest could be amazing. They are going to be amazing, hopefully. Well, they are going to be amazing, because we're doing one of them. Anyway, check out
Thank
the other
you.
40 episodes,
yes.
47 episodes we've done so far. We've had some amazing guests, from rockers in bands, to wrestlers, to comedians, to TV people, vegan Iron Men, tattooed maniacs. That's just one man. and so on. Check out the other 47 episodes of Sappening. I am going to shut up now. Sappening!
Pumpkin.
You're listening to Sappening Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.